John Besh is a poster boy for Southern charm. He's our latest Key 3 chef. Now, with Key 3, we go into the kitchens of exceptional cooks to learn firsthand the three dishes that they think every cook and wannabe cook should know. Well, for John's Key 3, we went to New Orleans to his restaurant August. August is in an old French-style building downtown. It's a restaurant that you dress up for. But the kitchen is where we had all the fun. That's where John announces you as you enter so that all the cooks can yell out a welcome. So here was John, ready for his Key 3, with a skillet, eggs, and some other interesting things. John, it's great to be here in the kitchen with you. So what are your Key 3?
One is a creamy vegetable soup, a creamy any vegetable soup. And just to know the basics of how to do this without using a lot of cream and just using what the vegetables give us naturally is something inherent that I think every cook needs to know. Another is to make a good risotto. Risotto is so misunderstood, and I think to make a good risotto takes a little bit of restraint and takes some respect from the cook. And I just love to do that, and I think every great chef needs to know. The last but not least is something as simple as cooking an egg. When you take a beautiful farm egg that's been raised on this great diet and you do as little to it as possible and you cook it just ever so gently, sunny side up, or as the French would say, au fait la plat, would just be perhaps the tastiest thing you've ever had in your life. And I can't wait to share it with you.
I've never heard a fried egg being described with quite that. All right, so where do you want to begin? Which one do you want to do?
Let's do the fried egg.
Okay, all right, okay. So we've got, oh boy, these eggs are gorgeous. What? These eggs are multicolored. They're from a local farm?
These all come from our farm across the lake. We actually have a chicken coop that stays in relatively high production. And so we have these incredible eggs, and we also have some of our farmstead butter from across the lake as well.
Oh, wow.
And you marry those two together, and let me tell you, it's just going to be perfect. Can I show you?
Sure. Go
right
ahead.
Can I really get messy? Can I do this the way I would do it at home?
Go.
So what I'm doing is I'm taking just a little chilled farmstead butter, and I'm rubbing it in a relatively liberal manner around this small cast iron pan.
And the pan is probably 8-9 inches in diameter.
Yeah, and I want something small. I don't want these eggs to really spread out too much. And it's hard to have anything cool or room temperature in this hot kitchen.
Right.
It's relatively hot, but I'd like this to be a cool pan if possible. And so you have this cool smear of butter all over the small cast iron pan. And then we'll crack an egg. This egg comes from one of our Araconda chickens, which is
a breed
out of South America. And we're just going to drop those just like that. And maybe
You're putting the butter in a cool pan and you're cracking the eggs
right
into the cool pan. I've never seen this before.
Now, we have an egg from two different chickens. So
the yolks are really different too. Bright orange and bright yellow.
And what I want to do is then place it over a low heat. I want this heat not to necessarily be low, 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 but I really want it to be something, if you were using a burner at your house, this would be medium low to medium flame. The beauty of this is that it's all about the egg, and it's all about just a little smear of butter. We want the egg to coagulate really slow, right? And so right now we're watching the egg whites, and they're slowly turning to this opaque color, and that's what I don't want is what my grandmother used to have happen in her cast iron skillet, and that sizzle and pop. And
why not?
I don't want the eggs to start to caramelize. When you have the caramelization taking place, then you're adding flavors that distract us from the creaminess of the white and the yolk itself.
Do the eggs toughen when they cook that way?
I think they do. And watch this. It starts to bubble ever so slightly, and that's really not what I'm talking about.
The whites are getting solid. They're turning opaque.
And so you have the opaque whites. I'm just going to move this to as low a heat as possible. And I'm going to take a little bit of sea salt. and just give a small dash of sea salt with my fingertips right over those eggs. These are cooking slow. And by doing this, I want those egg whites to coagulate at the same time that it takes the egg yolk just to heat all the way through. And you have perfection. God's given us these incredible eggs that we want to do as little to. We want to manipulate them as little as possible, bringing out the perfect flavor. And I think that's the beauty of something like an egg. You don't have to do much to it. And so once those egg whites have cooked all the way through,
right,
we're ready. And I'll just like place the back of my finger right over the egg yolks. And you'll notice they're still a little cold.
The egg yolk is still a little cool. But is it cooked through?
And I'm just going to... It's not cooked through yet.
Okay.
And so I'm just going to remove it from the heat.
Uh-huh.
This is still a very hot pan. And within a minute, this will be nice. And we'll have these nice creamy whites that have cooked all the way through. And the yolks are warm. That is heaven, sister.
John, this is really intriguing. I don't think I've seen slow-cooked eggs, but never this technique with a fried egg. So... this is the slower, the better?
Right. I think the slower, the better. The highest quality egg and butter, the better.
Uh-huh.
And so small amount of butter. And just take this cold pan. It goes against the grain of everything that we're taught as cooks.
Right.
The cook, or I say the chef in us all, our inner chef, wants to overdo everything it is that we cook. We want to over-season. We want to mask. We want to manipulate. But... if we can restrain ourselves from doing that, we will allow this egg to become almost magical. And now feel that egg yolk right there.
All right.
The back of your finger ever so slightly. See how it's just starting to warm up. And so that tells us that it is done. Now I'll just ease these out.
And we could do this in a Teflon pan if we wanted to, right?
You could, but you don't need to. And I think that's also part of the skill of cooking an egg properly, is where you're not relying on all these artificial contraptions. We actually have
that's beautiful.
Good old cast iron pot, or pan rather, I'm sorry.
Okay, so now let's have a taste.
Which one are you going to give a shot to first? Well, you can see the difference in just the breed of chicken will give you a different
yolk. I think I'm going to try the...
They're both fed the same diet.
Right, but this is going to be the chicken with the green shell.
And so...
Ooh, ooh. Oh, this is like eating cream.
Isn't that good?
It's so soft and lush on the tongue and pure, unadulterated egg. Let me see if I can taste a difference from one egg to another. Oh, the other one, the yolk is richer tasting.
And it
may be a case of it's cooked a little bit differently, or the salt, but it's a little richer tasting.
And I think
tasting.
It might even be cooked just a little more. It was a slightly smaller egg.
Yes.
And so
yeah.
If you notice, that yolk actually warmed through. And the warmer it gets, the creamier of a texture that it's going to have. It's going to have a whole different mouthfeel. Two different chickens fed same diet, two different colored eggs, two different size eggs, cooked exactly the same. Low heat, a little bit of butter. And it's just a small amount of sea salt. That's heaven.
John, this is great. Thanks so much for having us.
Chef John Besh's latest book is My Family Table, and you can hear him talking about his other key three dishes and get his recipes for how to make a risotto of almost anything and cream of anything soup. This man is a working theme here. It's all at splendidtable.org.